Welcome back, everyone. We're kicking off today's deep dive by exploring a really fascinating topic, the evolution of mediation.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, we're going to be looking at how technology has like totally revolutionized this whole field from, you know, the old school days of typewriters to the crazy potential of AI. It's been quite a journey. And to help us navigate this, we've got some awesome insights from an article featuring Jim Melamed.
Oh, a true pioneer in the mediation world.
Absolutely. He's seen it all. So get ready to uncover some fascinating nuggets as we go from like clunky tech to the rise of online platforms and even AI's role in, you know, helping people resolve disputes.
It's really amazing to see how far we've come. I mean, just imagine, Jim starts his mediation journey back in 1983.
Oh, wow.
No internet, no email, no Zoom, just a typewriter.
Oh, my gosh. Can you even imagine trying to resolve complex disputes with just a typewriter?
Right. It's like every single edit, every revision meant retyping the whole darn agreement.
Seriously. Talk about tedious.
I know, right? And then there's the communication hurdle. Scheduling a mediation, that involved snail mail and landlines.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a slow process.
Not to mention sensitive information going through the postal system. Not exactly the most secure way to handle things.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much we take for granted now with instant communication. But I guess even back then, mediators played a super crucial role. You know, for those who might not be familiar with mediation, it's essentially a structured process, right? Mm-hmm. Where a neutral third party steps in to help people in conflict, you know, communicate better.
Right.
And hopefully they can reach some kind of agreement they're both happy with.
Exactly. And Jim was right there at the forefront of this evolving field, even way back then. He saw the potential of technology to make mediation way more accessible and efficient. But as you can imagine, those early days were full of, you know, bumps in the road. The arrival of personal computers, though, that was a big game changer.
Oh, yeah.
But even those came with their own set of quirks.
Oh, tell me about it. Floppy disks, the eternal struggle with WordPerfect, email attachments that never seemed to work. Anyone else remember those days?
A blast from the past, for sure.
Yeah. But hey, even with all those little tech hiccups, things were definitely starting to move in the right direction. And then in 1988, Jim stumbles upon something truly revolutionary. ConflictNet.
Wow, ConflictNet.
Yeah, it was this pre-internet platform, imagine that, that allowed professionals to connect through email and bulletin boards. This was even before the internet as we know it today, so pretty groundbreaking stuff.
It's mind-blowing to think about how they were already innovating back then.
It really was ahead of its time.
Ick.
And this was especially huge for the Academy of Family Mediators, where Jim was the executive director. Before ConflictNet, communication between board members was a total nightmare. Phone calls, letters, mountains of those pink message slips.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah. So suddenly, with ConflictNet, they could communicate instantly, sharing documents, creating online archives. It completely transformed how the organization functioned.
You know, it's funny because something as simple as sending a quick email, which we do without even thinking today, was once this massive hurdle.
I know, right? Technology really has a way of breaking down barriers and fostering collaboration. But, you know, not everyone was thrilled about this new tech. Some board members were hesitant, worried about losing that personal touch.
Understandable. It's a debate that's still going on today. Can technology really replace that human connection, especially in a field like mediation, which is all about empathy and trust?
It's a valid concern. But in the case of the Academy, the benefits of efficiency and better communication won out. And you know what? This experience actually paved the way for an even bigger leap forward. In 1996, just as the internet was becoming, you know, a thing, Jim co-founds Mediate.com.
Ah, Mediate.com. Now we're talking.
Right. And at first, they were focused on selling email addresses, kind of like ConflictNet. But they quickly realized the potential of something much bigger. Websites.
Websites, huh? Back in those early internet days, having a website was a pretty novel concept.
It was. But Jim and his co-founder, John Healy, they understood that websites could be a game changer for mediators and organizations. Hmm. A way to showcase expertise, build trust with potential clients, and promote transparency.
And that was a really smart move, because it allowed mediators to connect with a much wider audience, build their online presence, which is crucial in today's world.
Absolutely. And you know what's amazing? Mediate.com actually survived the dot-com bubble burst. Many internet companies crashed and burned during that time.
They did.
But Mediate.com was mostly self-funded. Their success wasn't built on hype, but on really understanding the growing need for online resources in mediation.
That's true. They had a solid foundation.
They did. It's a testament to their vision and their commitment to making mediation more accessible. And look at them now. Media.com has won awards, attracted millions of visitors, and become the world's leading mediation website.
It's an incredible success story.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, their success set the stage for how mediation would adapt to the challenges of the 21st century, especially when the unexpected hit, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, yeah. The pandemic, that threw a wrench in everything.
It did. And it forced this really dramatic and sudden shift to online platforms like Zoom.
Right.
And for mediation, this is huge. You know, think about that traditional image of mediation. Formal settings, rigid schedules, everyone gathered around a big table with the mediator at the head.
Yeah, very formal.
The pandemic slipped all that on its head. Suddenly, everyone's connecting from home, their offices. No more power dynamics based on where you're sitting.
Right. It really leveled the playing field in a way that traditional mediation settings often couldn't.
It's true. It became more conversational, more accessible, more convenient for everyone involved.
And the numbers prove it. Today, a whopping 85% of mediations are done online.
It's amazing how quickly everyone adapted, isn't it? But this shift to online mediation also brings up some interesting questions. Like, how do you maintain that crucial human touch in a virtual setting? How do you build trust and rapport when you're not physically in the same room? Especially when trust is like the foundation of successful mediation. People need to feel heard, understood, before they can even start to address their conflict.
That's such an important point. And that's where things get even more interesting, because now we're not just talking about online platforms. We're talking about artificial intelligence, AI, playing a role in mediation. Now, of course, AI can't fully replace that human connection.
Right.
But it can definitely support it, enhance it.
That's what we'll be diving into next.
It really is amazing how the pandemic just kind of catapulted mediation into this whole new world. You know, everyone had to adapt so quickly to this virtual environment. And now, as we look ahead, AI is becoming a bigger part of the conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because when you think about it, AI is all about data, algorithms.
Right.
But mediation is so human-centric. It's about emotions, empathy. So how do those two worlds even come together?
That's the big question everyone's asking. And you're right, AI can't completely replace that human element, especially in what we call integrative cases. These are situations, you know, like a divorce or a workplace conflict where emotions are running high.
Right, yeah.
Where the relationships are really complex. AI just doesn't have the emotional intelligence to navigate those trippy dynamics.
So can you give us an example of where AI, like, falls short in those kinds of cases?
Sure. Let's say you have a divorce mediation and one person feels completely betrayed by the other. AI might be able to look at the financial data, you know, suggest how to split assets fairly, but it can't really grasp the depth of those feelings, the resentment that's driving their decisions.
Right.
A human mediator can do that. They can acknowledge those emotions, help them work through it, find a resolution that addresses not just the practical stuff, but the emotional needs too.
It sounds like AI has its limitations then.
Yeah.
But it must have some value in mediation, right?
Oh, absolutely. While AI might not be ready to, like, take over the mediator's role entirely,
yeah,
it can be a super powerful tool in certain situations. Think about cases where the main issue is, you know, dividing something tangible, like money.
Okay, like a business dispute.
Exactly. Or financial settlements. Those are what we call distributive cases.
So in those cases, AI could analyze the data, crunch the numbers, and come up with potential solutions that are fair and objective.
Precisely. It can help take some of the emotion out of the equation, guide people toward a more rational, data-driven agreement. It can even help mediators see potential roadblocks based on patterns from similar cases.
That's fascinating. So it's not about AI replacing mediators, but more like supporting them, making them even more effective.
Exactly. It's a partnership. AI handles the data analysis, the number crunching.
Yeah.
And the human mediator focuses on building that rapport, navigating the emotional complexities, guiding everyone to a resolution that really addresses their needs.
That makes sense. It's like having this super smart assistant by your side, right? Giving you insights, helping you make more informed decisions. But with all this new tech, how do we even begin to prepare mediators for this evolving landscape?
That's a critical question. The mediator's role is changing rapidly alongside all these technological advancements, and training is absolutely key to bridge that gap, you know, between traditional mediation skills and using AI effectively. Imagine a world where mediators are not only skilled in conflict resolution, but they're also adept at using AI insights to inform their strategies.
The mediator of the future is like a blend of tech savvy and emotionally intelligent. What would that training even look like?
Well, for one, mediators would need to really understand AI's capabilities and its limitations so they don't over-rely on it or misinterpret the suggestions. They'd need training to critically evaluate the information AI provides, make informed decisions based on their own expertise and the specific needs of each case.
So we're talking about a real need for innovative training programs, updated certification standards for online and AI-assisted mediation.
Absolutely. And you know who's in a great position to lead the charge on this? The American Arbitration Association, the AAA. They've been setting standards in dispute resolution for years. And now, with their recent acquisition of Resourceful Internet Solutions, or RIS, which includes Mediate.com.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They're poised to shape the future of mediation in this digital age.
So tell me more about this merger. What does it mean for the future of mediation?
It's huge. It brings together the AAA's longstanding authority with Mediate.com's expertise in online mediation technology.
It sounds like the perfect combination.
It is. Think about the benefits. This partnership can lower the cost of mediation, making it more accessible to everyone.
That's amazing. Affordable conflict resolution is so important.
It is. And beyond cost savings, it lets the AAA expand into new areas like family and workplace disputes, areas that haven't always been well served. But the flexibility and accessibility of online platforms could really change that.
It's like making justice more accessible to everyone.
Exactly. Online mediation can break down barriers, geographical barriers, you know, so people in rural areas, people with disabilities, those with busy schedules, they can all access the support they need.
This is all incredibly promising.
Huh.
But as we embrace these new technologies, push the boundaries of what's possible in mediation, what are some of the challenges we should be thinking about?
You know, that's a really great question. Innovation always comes with its challenges, right?
Yeah.
And we have to address them head on. One major concern is security and confidentiality. These online platforms, AI systems, they have to be designed with those things in mind from the very beginning. We're talking about sensitive information, personal details, financial information, sometimes deeply personal experiences that are shared during mediation. People need to know that this information is handled responsibly, ethically.
It's like that doctor-patient relationship, right? You share vulnerable information with the expectation of confidentiality.
Mm.
That same level of trust needs to be there in online mediation, especially as AI becomes more integrated.
Yeah, that's a really important point. We were talking about making sure these online platforms and AI systems are secure, right? Like
yeah.
They can protect people's privacy,
yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with such sensitive information.
Right, exactly. Mm. It's one thing to get all excited about innovation, but we can't forget about the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting people's information. I mean, think about it. You're sharing personal stuff, financial details, even deeply personal experiences during mediation. You have to feel confident that it's being handled responsibly, ethically, you know?
It really is like a doctor-patient relationship. You're right. There's that expectation of confidentiality when you share vulnerable information.
Mm-hmm.
And that same level of trust needs to exist in this online world of mediation, especially with AI becoming more involved. Exactly. And that's where the AAA's experience really comes in. They've been working on this for years, establishing guidelines, best practices for handling sensitive information. Now they're taking that same commitment to responsible data management and applying it to the digital world.
So it's like baking in that trust from the very beginning, right?
Right?
Making it a core principle of these platforms and systems.
Yeah. And it's not just about protecting information from hackers or cyber attacks. It's also making sure the data these platforms collect is used responsibly, ethically.
What do you mean by that? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine an AI system that's learned from like tons of past mediations. It can spot patterns and predict outcomes based on that data, right? But what if that data itself is biased? What if it reflects, say, inequalities in our legal system?
Oh, wow. So then the AI could actually end up perpetuating those biases, leading to unfair results.
Exactly. So we have to be really careful about what data is used to train these AI systems. And human oversight is crucial. A mediator should always be able to understand how the AI came up with its suggestions and make the final call based on their own judgment, their expertise.
It sounds like we need this ongoing conversation between the tech people, the legal experts, the ethicists, just to make sure these AI systems are being developed and used responsibly.
I agree. It's a constantly evolving field. We need to stay ahead of the curve to mitigate potential risks. But even with those challenges, I'm actually really optimistic about the future of mediation. Technology has the potential to totally revolutionize how we resolve conflict, make it more accessible, efficient, and really suited to today's digital world.
I am too. It's amazing to think how far we've come from those clunky typewriters and floppy disks. And it's exciting to imagine what's next. We're really entering a new era of dispute resolution, one that's powered by technology but still grounded in human connection, in empathy.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's the human element that's always going to be at the heart of mediation. And to all our listeners out there, if you're ever facing a conflict, remember, mediation offers a way to resolve things that's collaborative, respectful, and ultimately empowering.
That's a great takeaway. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of mediation. From typewriters all the way to AI and beyond, we hope you found it insightful.
It's been a pleasure. Until next time.